Alright, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And today we're celebrating the life and work of Tom Petty. Tom Petty passed away, hit a massive coronary event week before last, and he died. It was kind of strange. There was some ambiguity as to whether or not he had actually passed. I think that he was sent to the hospital. I think his death was reported erroneously at first, but he had been unconscious for too long. So even if he had somehow survived, he wouldn't have been the same. And then he did, of course, pass later the following, later that same day. So we're looking back at his career. We're going to look at Southern Accents, Hard Promises, Damn the Torpedoes, Full Moon Fever, an assortment of stuff. Even a little Traveling Wilburys, get that in there. And I found a rarity from the Oxford American sampler, so that's always fun. We're going to start things off with an early track of his. This is Breakdown, from what I believe is his first record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you. and then I get down to the end of the day, I have to stop, ask myself why I've done it. It just seems so useless to have to work so hard and nothing ever really seemed to come from it. And then she looks me in the eye and says, we don't last forever, man. You know I can't begin to die, honey. No, it just feels so good, so free, so right. I know we ain't never gonna change our minds about it. Hey, here comes my girl. Here comes my girl. Yeah, she looks so right. She's all I need tonight.
Watch your wall.
Seems like ain't nothing left no more. I find myself having to reach out and grab hold of something. Yeah, I just catch myself wondering, waiting, worrying about some silly little things don't add up to nothing. And then she looks me in the eye.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's Love is a Long Road from Tom Petty's Full Moon Fever, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. And we are having our Tom Petty tribute show tonight. That's what's going on. A week late, I had to miss last week's show. I had other engagements. Believe it or not, some things in life take precedence over this show. Not much, but some things do. And so I had to put off the Tom Petty tribute show until tonight, and yet here I am. Before that, I need to know from the very underrated You're Gonna Get It record, some of his early stuff, Tom Petty's early stuff, is very much glossed over. It's easy to forget some of these records, very strong in the late 70s, early 80s period. Here Comes My Girl from Damn the Torpedoes. Of course, nobody sells that record short. Monster hit, and well-regarded and well-received by pretty much anybody. And then, of course, Breakdown. From his debut, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers started things off. And that's what's going on. Let's continue on. This is You Got Lucky from Long After Dark, 1,000 points of light, WMFO.
You better watch what you do to me. walking down the street.
You don't know.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's You Don't Know How It Feels, a great record, a great track from a great record, Wildflowers, before that. Tom Petty and the Heartbreaks with Don't Come Around Here No More. I apologize for that. We're playing off the real vinyl, off the honest-to-goodness 35 or so-year-old vinyl here in the station. I had to dig deep into the archives. I figured since he passed away, I might as well just dig deep and find the original vinyl, and so I did, and I lived to regret it. I almost want to play that song again off of the digitized version because it doesn't have any skips in it. Don't Come Around Here No More from Southern Accents. Before that, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with The Waiting from Hard Promises. And we started off the set with You Got Lucky from Long After Dark, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is our Tom Petty show. And, you know, what's interesting is that I was watching a couple months ago, I was watching the special on HBO with Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre, with the name of which escapes me at the moment. But still, there was a fair amount of Tom Petty in that. And what made me think of it was because Don't Come Around Here No More was actually a song written by both Tom Petty and Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics. And Dave Stewart started the writing of that song because apparently he was together with Stevie Nicks for a brief period. And like after they had been together the following morning, like she was getting up and leaving, and then he decided that he didn't want her around anymore. So there was the genesis of that song, which is funny because obviously, Petty and Stevie Nicks did Stop Dragging My Heart Around, a great duet, which we will probably hear in this show this evening. So that's what's going on. I just thought that was interesting how Stevie Nicks seemed to be a common thread here. Even when those days of being when they did that duet together have long passed, it still she was still back in the music somehow. She was the muse, I suppose. Up next, another track off. You're going to get it. This is Listen to Her Heart, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you.
sorry about that. A brief break to turn that off and turn this on.
Thank you.
All right, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That was Wall's Circus from the She's the One soundtrack. Kind of a forgettable movie. Looks like Edward Burns was involved. Maybe he was the writer-director trying to portray himself as some Woody Allen or something. But forgettable film, yet a gem on the soundtrack. Wall's Circus from the She's the One soundtrack. Tom Petty's American Girl. That was live from the Pack Up the Plantation record. Double album, double live album. Recorded at the Wiltern Theater in L.A. I have no idea if that place is still around. Before that, even The Losers from the Damn the Torpedoes record. And we started off the set with Listen to Your Heart from You're Gonna Get It, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, having a great Tom Petty show. I challenge anybody to have a better one than mine right here. And we're not even halfway done. That's a high standard, very high. Let's move on. Up next, Feel a Whole Lot Better. Now, Tom Petty, of course, a lot of references to the birds in his music. He loves the birds. In fact, on that live record we played from earlier, there's, I think, two birds covers on that. Let me check that. Can I get an intern over here to check on this, please? Okay, thank you. Looks like we're going to have one on here, So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, but I know there are many more that he's done and recorded. This next track off of Full Moon Fever sounds like a bird song in itself. I think it might, or maybe it is, I don't know. Feel a Whole Lot Better. I'm going to make a quick check. Let's see. What page is that on? Stand by. Yeah, it's a bird song. That's why it sounds like the birds. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.